Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. And those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu. Thank you for tuning in to the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the voice of the Time to Leave movement. Here we are actively like minds to contribute to the process of separate communities for Black people. The show you want to listen to hear our ideas and dialogue, come together, how we can come together as like minds with resources we have, and to match us into pairs, groups, to get something done. This particular is Let's Talk Separation. And let's talk separation. You know, I'm tired of talking. You know, Black folks don't do nothing better than to. So that's what this is. This is Blog Talk. However, you got to talk. You have to start to walk. So talking points for our show, and hopefully the talking points in our show to get together with like minds to walk the walk. Right now is your existing community network. Do you even have a community network? Effect of your community activities. So we aren't doing anything now in our communities. Our minds, we're not doing anything to come together for. Are you in regular discussion, daily, weekly, monthly, annually, sharing ideas, forming agreements, and planning. How are you pooling your resources? Are you working to build something together? With what your heart doing right now, how will it be a component of building our communities? These are questions we all should ask ourselves. These are questions that we're going to discuss. And even after tonight's show, these are issues that you should talk to with those around you. We want to build. How do we build trust? How do we build confidence? How do you get together with like minds when you don't have the breath? So this is what we're going to talk about tonight. And so I'm going to open the mic for tonight and my co-host in life, Sister. Welcome. Sister Majida, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. I was on mute. I was on mute. Assalamualaikum.
Well, alaikum salam, ma'am.
I wanted to let you know, Carlton, that you're going in and out.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to fix that right now. Go ahead and I can say what you're going to say.
Okay. Yes, sir. Are you there? Okay, I'm not sure if I'm still on. Oh, okay. Okay, yes, sir. Well, you know, I was just listening. I want to first thank everyone for tuning in that has tuned in and invite them for sure to come on to the line and help contribute to the dialogue because that actually helps to make the lively show. And again, as Brother Carlton has said, this is a blog talk show where we're using this platform to talk about separation. And I remember a webcast our sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, did with last year sometime, I think in June. And basically she said we should be talking separation, eating, thinking, sleeping, drinking. So separation should be on our minds and in our planning and our actions 24/7. So, and you know, it's a process, and I was thinking about this today. You know, there's so much that shapes our lives in the course of a day that causes us to think on and reflect and pull on our teaching and lessons and everything that we have been given just to help guide us and keep us on the right path. And, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, separation and building communities. And I said, you know, how do we stay patient with the process of learning how to separate and build our own communities when we don't have a model community that we can point to that's our community that we've built and that we've made a safe and decent place to live? How do we continue to have patience in that process when we just don't have that to pull from to help us and guide us along
right.
the way? And I'm speaking
right.
first to my having patience myself in the process because, you know, this is new to us, right? This is new to us. You know, we think back on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's address, October 15th, I believe, in Newark in 2017, when he put it out there, separation or death. You know, that's like a ultimate warning, separation or death. It's either this way or this way. There's nothing in between. And we know our teachings. We know the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad throughout the writings have told us, you know, separation is the best and only solution. So as momentum is picking up, you know, you're really starting to think about, I'm thinking about, you know, how do we go about this process with all of our gifts, skills, talents, and ideas? How do we get all of that organized? And, you know, it's something. We use the Facebook page as a platform, and there was a little sharp chatter on there today. And I want to talk about it a little bit, and not from a negative perspective by any stretch of the imagination, but I just think it just goes along with the process of how do we go about this and how do we have patience with ourselves in the process of doing that which we know we have to do. And if I may just read a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you. So as I said earlier, you know, just on Facebook and just preparing for the show and, you know, helping to be, you know, part of those that are constantly putting up information and helpful information and news and ideas and thoughts and just sharing in that whole platform of dialogue on the Facebook page that we're using, you know, to help keep, as the Time to Leave movement does, help keep the dialogue of separation in the forefront of our thinking and planning. You know, a member had put a post up, and, you know, at first I wasn't going to respond to it, you know, but then later I just felt like I needed to say something. And in my comments, you know, we go to our teachings. We draw from our teachings and our lessons in the scripture. And in my comments, I quoted the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad from Message to the Black Man, Program and Position, as well as Allah's Judging. And I didn't mention those in my comments. However, I did quote him. But I just wanted to say, I want to share what I said in a general manner and not specifically to that member, because we're all learning in this process. And we haven't built anything that, you know, we could say, look, y'all, I don't know what you all are doing over here, but this is how it's done. So we don't have that. But I'm going to go ahead. Quote, if there are 6 or 8 Muslims with knowledge and experience of the grocery business, pool your knowledge, open a grocery store, and work collectively and harmoniously, Allah will bless you with success. End quote. Those of us here that are passionate about separation and the building of our own communities understand that this endeavor must take place on multiple fronts. We applaud the effort of all who are committed to separation and the building of our own communities. We all have the freedom to do that and must do that for our generational lives' sake. Our approaches, ideologies, concepts, and applications will differ, and that's okay. We agree that separation is the best and only solution. Since we do not currently have an up-and-running working model of a separate community of our own that we control, we have to increase our patience with one another as we strive to produce it and not minimize the efforts of others that are working toward that same goal. Quote, everything that is of good, according to recorded history, has trouble in its infancy, but as it grows, it triumphs in the end. End quote. We are free to build whatever, whenever, wherever, however, with whomever. The Time to Leave movement is helping to keep the dialogue of separation in the forefront of our thinking and planning. And those that are interested in building the Muhammad Farms community specifically, let's go. And that's what I said. And that's just to say that we're not trying to corral anybody's idea of how they want to go and build community in our efforts. We are keeping the dialogue of separation. We're helping to do that because others are. Our sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, she's on separation. I mean, our brother, Louis Ali, the separator, you know, he's on separation. I mean, we have been involved in the Ministry of Agriculture since 2006. And during that time, you and I, Brother Carlton, I know we can say over those, 13 years?
Mm-hmm.
Can't even count how many times Dr. Ridgely has said to us, Our biggest problem is that we're too spread out. We need to be closer together. We need to be in community together. We need a reverse underground railroad. This is 13 years, so we're just helping to keep the dialogue in the forefront. Well, whatever
right.
you want to build of community, let's go ahead and be about that and then help each other in what we learn to do so that we can all have successful communities. So I just wanted
to
open up
with that.
Yes, sir.
So, listeners, if you how do you feel about Sister Majida, what she said, what she had to say? If you agree, call in and hit that number one and say you agree and why. If you have questions for her, feel free. We won't be offended. We welcome your comments and questions. And in the meantime, we have Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ann who has joined us, and I'm opening your mics. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ann.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam. And as usual, I will wait for other people to talk first.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree 100% with what Sister Majida had to say. And to add to that, she said one thing that I'm finding that most of us are not doing, and that is eat and sleep. And think of separation during every waking hour, because that is going to be the only way we're going to experience heaven on earth, in my humble opinion. What I see that we're going to have to do, and we're not only disjointed and spread out by land mass, we are disjointed and spread out in ideology as to what our community needs to be. So what I do is continually search for people who are thinking outside of the proverbial box of my community's got to look just like this. I want me a 3,000 to 5,000 square foot home. I want a manicured lawn. I want it to be safe and secure from people I don't want in my community. That's the vision most of us have. And I see that's what we post a lot of times on Facebook, these gigantic, luxurious homes. Of course they're nice. But when I want that kind of luxury, you know, just go check into a resort or a nice hotel somewhere and then come back home to what you can really afford. What I'm studying right now, and I would encourage everybody to do this, because I am convinced that the community, the first community that we build, has to be something different than what we know and think community should be. I ordered this book, and I studied it today, started studying it today. It's called Echo Villages Around the World. And this author has researched countries where people are creating sustainable communities. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what they're saying. These are people who are voluntarily living simply. They're doing what is called voluntary simplicity, luxurious simplicity, doing more with less, collaborative consumption, sharing, or gift economy is what they are developing. And these are the things that describe people who want to create a lifestyle where it is easy to consume less and live more lightly on the planet and give everybody space. Also, they're saying, since we don't have this kind of environment, what's the problem? And it states that people are the problem, and people are also the solution to the problem. And one of the things that Sister Majida said in her deliberation, that we don't have a community established that we can point to and tell people, okay, this is how it should be done. Well, that's what this call is all about, bringing together like minds so we can move out and make a community a reality. And to do this, I agree with what this author is saying. This is what the other people have done in these 20 villages that she has gone around the world checking out. The people themselves think they had to do things differently. And when you do things differently, it leads to you transforming, and it leads to also leads to you doing things more practically. And what she called it is, we have to have a practical laboratory where we can create and show a different culture. I would not say a different culture. I would say just the culture we have been given by Master Farid Muhammad through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We have not fully accepted that culture, because what most cultures do, they make their economy first, centered around their food. We've been given a food culture. Soul food is not it for us as a people. That was forced upon us. And it's so, so very hard to get black people out of that mindset. They still celebrate it, still so proud of it. Be proud of the fact that your ancestors found a way to survive on what is now considered waste in order to make a better way for you. Don't keep living in what they had to endure. You don't have to do that today. And that's the word we have to get across to our people. Now, I'm going to talk about a little bit more in depth about some of these communities. The premier one that's doing things differently than what we normally think of as a community is in Scotland. And amazingly enough, it was really started in 1952 by three individuals with like minds of wanting not to be in a lot of debt, wanting to live simply, wanting to basically enjoy nature and enjoy life. That is how it started. And now it's called the Findhorn Foundation and Community in Findhorn, Scotland. Now, I'm going to talk about this one because, you know, they have right now, they started, as I said, with three individuals. Three individuals.
Wow.
Since that time, they have bought properties all around their little community that they started. A few years ago, they acquired a 100-room old Victorian hotel that they have converted into a hotel and spa. And they have a retreat house on an island not far from where they are. And then on the next island from that, they have a big workshop and guest facility. All of this started with three individuals.
Wow.
Just living very simply, just living off the land, having gardens. Now they have everything they need, and they're attracting world attention. Now I'm going to read you their little profile here. They're located in northeast Scotland, and they were established officially in 1962, although the three people started what they call a mini community in 1952. They have 445 acres. 195 of that is set aside for a nature reserve. They have 40 acres of forest, 10 acres of agriculture, and 50 acres of housing and villages. It's 250 people who are permanent residents. and they have up to 300 additional visitors for workshops, conferences, and events. See, that's how they're sustaining themselves now.
Mm-hmm.
People wanting to know how to do what they have done. So in the buildings that they have built and acquired, they go out and they host these workshops. And by acquiring the old hotel and restoring and converting it, now they make all of the money. This is what I'm talking about.
Yes,
why
ma'am.
Can't we develop this kind of vision? We have to. Because, you know, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, building will be going on as America falls.
Right.
We have to have our eyes open. Now, they've grown from an initial 3 individuals to 250 permanent residents. They have 60 detached houses, 30 row houses, 10 apartments, 30 residential caravans, that is like mobile homes and travel trailers, and 10 what they call eco-mobiles. They are built on the same basis as a mobile home, but they are intended to house just a couple and no more than 6 people in what they call co-housing. They have a community center, visitor center. They do performing and visual art. They teach ecological housing. They have a wind farm with 3 of those gigantic wind generators. And that produces enough electricity and energy for what they're doing. They only have, out of those 250 people, they have 5 cars that they all share. They do what they call car sharing.
Wow.
They have craft studios, offices, and some of them work off-site. But the comments they make is they cannot wait to leave where they're working off of the premises to come back home.
Yes, ma'am.
They have meditation sanctuaries, whole food shops, and craft shops. So everything is contained right there. Mm. And this is the kind of heaven that I envision. And it's very doable.
Mm-hmm. So, Dan.
Yeah, yes.
So in your opinion, how far away are we from something like that?
Not far at all. It's all in the mind. The mindset.
Right. I'll say that. Right.
As this person stated, it starts with a change of mind. As I said, our minds right now are focused on, I want my big mansion. I want my 5,000 square foot house. That has to change.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody wants to live that way. Let those who want to, yeah, you go ahead and do that. I love the idea of Minister Farrakhan living that way. I love the idea of him living that way to be able to entertain world dignitaries and visitors. But who are we going to entertain? All by yourself up in a 5,000 square foot home. Who are you entertaining?
Wow.
We have to get out of that selfish mindset and begin to think about the whole, you know. And I think often about the statement that we really don't learn how to live until we're, 75?
Yes, ma'am.
When I heard that several years ago, I made up my mind, okay, I'm going to start studying some 75-year-olds.
See if I can
get
a jump on it, huh?
Yeah, get a jump on how to live earlier.
Yes.
But that's what we need to do. We need to change our minds about what heaven is supposed to be. We're buying into our enemy's concept.
Right.
Which is not necessarily good for us. And integration shows that once we bought into his concept as to what is good and better, we left our own. We left our own little shops and businesses that we owned and operated because they didn't measure up to what he had. And now we have nothing. We have absolutely nothing. And have even lost the ability as to how to acquire thing because we all want it individually and not as a group. You know, I've heard this thing, well, let me get mine and then I can help somebody else. Why can't, as you said, why can't we learn to pool our resources and then split the profits from the joint effort instead of you wanting to, you know, I'm going to do this all by myself so I can have all of the profits and end up with nothing.
Nothing.
Because we didn't follow the principle and the rules set out by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said, collectively, pool your resources.
Right.
Yep. So I believe what he said. I believe it, and I want to try it for self.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So what do you, listeners, what do you feel about that? Thank you, Sister Ann, for sharing that. Call in and, you know, share with us your ideas, your feedback for Sister Ann. Any questions? Let us know what you find interesting. Let us know that what you agree with or disagree with. One thing that we're taught, we're supposed to come together with like minds. And Sister Magina and myself were talking about this earlier. How do you determine, how do you find like minds? How do you find like minds? How do you, what do we do to qualify to be attractive to someone else who has skills and ability? And how do we, you know, come together and in the spirit of trust and commitment? So I think that's the first thing, you know, that we have trouble with as a people. So that's a general question out there for anybody who wants to give their feedback.
Well, I know when we first started talking about it and we kind of had the same thing in mind, but we hadn't said it. And we both agree that, you know, the ministries are communities. Because I was saying, you know, the ministries are communities. You know, that's where you find like-minded people and you start working together. The ministries are communities if we but understand. They're community-building tools. And, you know, we were talking about it, and we both agreed in that, you know, look at our example and the example of others who are working together on a regular basis, building and doing within their ministry. And I said, I don't know of a ministry that has a longer history of activity across our nation extending into the communities than the Ministry of Agriculture. You know, I mean, and that's where we came together. I remember we went down to a Founders Day. And I remember a brother, a young brother, and he was asking, we were in a group setting, and Dr. Ridgely, you were sharing some information with us, you know, about building our communities. And the brother was talking about he wanted to find a mate. And I remember you said to him, brother, you know what, look for somebody that's in the ministry that you're in. You know, you all already have a base or a starting place where you're in agreement. You know, you're in the Ministry of Agriculture. You know, she's in the Ministry of Agriculture. You all are already working together. And again, we said that. I don't think we realize just how much we've been given in what we have that is foundational for community building. I know we don't realize all that we have been given in those nine ministries and being able to work together and find like-minded people and govern ourselves. So that's my two.
Okay. And
you,
what?
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Suzanne.
Well, what I was going to add to that, Sister Majita, is we tried to start the process this past Savior's Day in what was going to be a charrette to as a continuation of what we did the previous Savior's Day to set the guidelines for moving forward. However, we didn't get a report from that. But what I am suggesting, after reading the information in this book, there's the first village of this sort is up in Ithaca, New York. And I would love to see a contingent of us just go. They have visitor centers. They have workshops where you can come, and they will take you through the process of how they did it.
Wow.
And help you develop your vision. Because they have a statement here that talks about from vision to reality, where they had a 100-person retreat. And these people came from all over the country. And they stayed for a week trying to develop a plan. And I would love to see a contingent of us do that. Maybe
yes, ma'am.
Now and before Founders Day, we can find out
ma'am.
How much money it would take for anyone who can go and do this and have some actual hands-on and just see what people are doing and see that this is a reality. And what they are proposed, what they did up in New York, is they did things differently. You know, they didn't have they don't say the total acres of land they have, but listen to this: in 9 acres, they have put 100 homes.
Wow!
They have densely clustered 100 homes. In 9 acres.
Wow.
That's definitely. Wow.
I don't know. That doesn't sound appealing to me.
Well, we need to go see it before we make a judgment.
Well, that sounds like
That's what I'm suggesting. Let's see it before we make a judgment.
Okay, sounds like the projects.
Well, if you're all of like mind,
space.
They have guard. They have it. They have shared space. They have parks. They have gardens. I mean, that's an idea. The idea is to find out. We don't have to do it the same way. All of them are not that densely managed, even though that's one of the things that they are proposing, that you not be
right.
so spread
and even
out.
In that system. Even in that, Sister Ann, in the building of community, I mean, you can have various layouts. You can have those that, you
exactly.
know, have acres between them. You can have those that are in a dense cluster. You know, it's just a matter of what you want to have in your community environment.
Exactly. And as I started out saying, it's a process of changing your mind of what heaven it really be.
Okay, let me I agree. I think we do need to send somebody up to Ithaca. A couple of us go up to Ithaca and take some time and to talk and think and watch. Because okay, you know what they're doing up there in Ithaca and Echo Systems? Do you know what that used to be called?
No, sir.
It used to be called a village.
Right.
Yes.
It had in Africa before they came and destroyed it. What they're talking about doing is exactly the way we lived in Africa. We lived in small villages, agriculturally based, and it was about subsistence farming and then trading the surplus. Twice a week, we'd all
we go to a market, and people be coming from all over, from different villages, come to the market to trade whatever they had of access and whatever particular other commodities like shoes and clothes that they built in their village. So this is the way it used to work. This is the way the planet used to be until the white man came and destroyed that, destroyed other people's culture, made people slaves to make a bunch of products that they forced the rest of the world to buy. That's how they got rich, and we became slaves, and now we're trying to live a lifestyle that we cannot afford, and they keep running the carrot further and further in front of us, and we keep running, and they keep increasing the cost of the carrot and reducing our ability to pay for the carrot until they just wear us out. So what they talk about doing is the way we lived before they came over there and destroyed it. Then as we began after slavery, we did the same thing. We set up villages, at least 60 or more of them, okay, in the South. And then they came and they destroyed that. So it's not rocket science, okay? It's just a question of is do you understand what just happened to us? And what do you think is going to be the enemy's plan for the future versus what we should do? The enemy's plan for the future, one of them is that you could be riding around in a four-wheel coffin that they control. And whenever they decide to run you off the road and kill you, you're dead. And you can't even afford to keep it going because you can't – nobody had anybody to fix it. It's too technical, so you can't have nobody fix it except for them. So then you work your job just to be able to pay for your four-wheel coffin that you ride around in until they kill you. This is the future that they have for us. They're going to replace us with robots. They tell you in the movies what they have planned for us. And what do we want to do? We say, well, it's just progress. There's nothing you can do about progress. Okay, well, if you are a Muslim, you say you are a Muslim, and there's nothing you can do about the progress of the white man's world, then you are a hypocrite to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If you say that the white man's progress cannot be stopped, that you got to go along with what he calls progress, then you are a hypocrite to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You believe that the white man is God, and you refuse to accept, as Sister Ann just said, you refuse to accept the culture that Master Farah Muhammad brought. And that culture is socialism. I know y'all don't want to hear that word, socialism. Right. That's it. Right. Working together as a group, collectively. That's it. And we don't want to do that because the white man has convinced us about his style of individualism, which he doesn't practice, but he tells us. And Satan loves individualism because it tastes, the prey tastes better one at a time. Okay.
And Dr. Visley, we have a caller who has a question or a comment. Can I go ahead and bring him on?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, brother.
Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 3475. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, Blog Talk Radio family. This is Sister Sharon from Fort Worth, Texas.
Well, let us allow you to
I just quickly wanted to say thank you to Brother Dr. Ridgely for those comments and those words of wisdom. And I just, if I could, want to thank Dr. Ridgely and his wife and family there, because you are doing it. You are absolutely representing what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that we needed to do. I mean, you're working the land. You have the land for us to build on, you and Sister Ann. So thank you so much for your hard work, for your encouragement. And let me, if I may, go to the message to the black man and just repeat what the messenger has said to us. He said, the worst kind of crime has been committed against us, for we were robbed of our desire to even want to think and do for ourselves. And a people cannot exist freely without land. So thank you, sir. You are absolutely showing us what to do and how to do it, because I witnessed what your hands and the blessings of Allah produced last summer on the farm. I was blessed to get my hands on some homegrown God watermelon, and they were delicious. And now you are producing some vegetables from the land. Thank you, sir. So help us to move forward and do what we need to do, because it does start with our thinking. We have to break up our limited thinking that we can't do things, but we must. So we look to those who are in front of us who are doing it. Thank you, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, thank you, sister. And we thank all of the believers for us to have the opportunity to do this. I'm down here because I read those same words that Sister Sharon read. And I said, yes. And that's what I want to do. Going back to what Sister Majida said about the ministries, Mr. Farrakhan announced those ministries in 2005. And since then, Mr. Farrakhan has said that he didn't tell the people around him that he was going to announce the ministries of the Miasmo movement in 2005. So my question is, why did he not say that to the people around him? Why did he have to hide that from them? And then why is now he telling us that he had to hide that from them? That lets me know that there is a disconnect between the head and the body. The minister gives us instructions. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has the instructions written in his books. But yet we don't see those things being pushed. We see people cherry picking that part of the teachings that they can use to get people to follow them in their individual endeavors of making money, but not coming together collectively. Right there in the guide to the ministry, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has told his ministers that you build around the mosque. Mm. You build around the mosque and the Muslims move there. So since nobody has done that, then we here at Muhammad Farm says we're going to try to do that. We're going to come together and build a community. Maybe when we do that, others will also do that. But don't come at us as though we are trying to pull people away from something. Yeah, hell, because you've had the people there and you have not built anything there. Okay? So now we're going to produce an environment where people can come and grow. As mean and honored as I am, I think that Brother Carlton, Sister Majida, their family can say that Dr. Ridgely is a nice guy to people who want to work. Not for me, but for themselves.
Y'all right, right.
Y'all not working for the farm. You're not working for me. And me and Sister Ann have done all we can to help you, and we enjoy helping you because we want to see your success. And whoever comes here, we want to see your success. We're not asking people to come here to be our slave. I have accepted the position of being a slave for the Nation of Islam, okay? I'm not wanting to bring nobody else to be a slave. I want to try to free people up so they can utilize the teaching so they can grow and develop themselves and their children and their grandchildren. And then hopefully this will be an example of how to do it. And I know that once it's done one time, there's going to be people going to say, oh, hell, I can do better than that. Or we can do that. Who do you think he is? Oh, praise be to Allah. Go for
That's right. Go for it. That's right. That's right. Because we need them on more than one front. You know,
That's right.
We need them on more than
8 states.
We bear witness.
I mean,
we bear witness, Dr. Ridgely, to just in the small time that we've been here, by the grace of Allah, what we've been able to accomplish collectively with just the four of us.
Just
and
four,
so when
right.
you. So when you think about that, it's like
your love and your desire, as you said, to see more of us successful because we know we can do it collectively, you want them to come. You want them to come.
Yeah, you want for your brother and, what you want for yourself.
And I just want to say that praise be to Allah. Allah brought us together so we can do this. But in the sight of Allah, we're special, but we're not special. We have the same, everyone else has the same abilities, not the exact same abilities, but everyone else has their skills and talents. Everyone else has the same opportunities. It's just that we just have to have the desire to build something and to take a little risk and do it. And so that's the only thing that makes us different, is that we just said, okay, we want to do it, and we want to, by the grace of Allah, be at the forefront, be at the foremost. So we're taking a risk. Allah's the best knower. It remains to be seen what will come out of the risk. But we are faithful that we'll be blessed. And we're just looking for some more brothers and sisters who see the potential benefit with this and is willing to step out.
Well, let me get into this right here now, Brother Carlson. Now, if you died right now, I'm not talking about, you said, well, hopefully you're going to be successful. If you died right now, did you waste your time up to now, or would it have been better if you had stayed in Oakland?
Oh, no, I did not. Up to now, no, I did not waste my time, and no, it would not have been better if I stayed in Oakland.
Okay. So you're looking for a bigger future.
Yes. Exactly.
However,
exactly.
What you have done so far is better than you would have been if you had stayed where you were, even though it was a big metropolis.
Right.
So, but Sister Majida went to school to increase her ability to bake. Brother Carlson already had his ability to fix and repair things, even though that's not his really a major thing that he wants to do. He's working on a major thing that he wants to do, and that's why this is going to be a recreational community. We're going to recreate our lives and begin to transform our lives and others' lives into what we build in Wakanda. We're going to build Wakanda right here as a demonstration of what can be done. But, again, I got to go back to my first statement when I started off in reference to what Sister Ann said. What we are talking about doing, what white folks is, in fact, doing what we did when they came in amongst us and destroyed us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then ecosystems, you can call it what you want to. It's the African village.
Right.
It's a model, and now they're going to replicate it, call it something else.
Right.
Okay? We have no trees.
You're breaking up.
I'm sorry. They're breaking me up. Y'all go ahead.
And you know, I wanted to say, Dr. Ridgely, thank you for that. I wanted because this is an extension. Like you said, if I were to die right now, I would have no regrets. So at this point, I'm thanking Allah for everything I can add on top of all the blessings that he's already given. And that's why it just increases your desire for your brother and sister to experience the same. Sister Ann had said that, you know, that the communities that they have, they lead you to transforming and being more practical. And I bear witness that even with the material and the business gains that I have been able and my husband has been able to experience being here in the almost 5 years now in a couple of months, I have grown so much as a person with the help of Allah being in this environment that I know for a fact I was dying in the city. I was dying in the city in so many ways. I was dying in the city, and Allah blessed us to be here, and, you know, we're being transformed and have been transformed, and it continues, and I'm grateful, and I want the same for my brothers and sisters.
And, you know, somebody just told me recently that it looks like I'm getting younger. And I'm going like, you know, I look at myself in the mirror. I say, I don't see where I'm getting younger. But I guess from the outside, they may see that. But how can I be getting younger with all this hell I be going through out here? Well, then that must be a lesson in that. In other words, I'm actually living. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm living instead of dying. I'm living.
Yes, sir.
But most of us are just suffering and dying and frustrated. And they don't have a goal. They don't have a mission. They don't know what's next for them. They don't have a plan. And therefore, they just deteriorating, suffering. So, yes, we are saying, come out of her, my people. Stop partaking of her destruction. It's not about in the future. You are partaking of her destruction right now. Come out of her. Let's come and build Wakanda. Let's come and build the vision of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's come and do what Master Farah Muhammad came over here for us, was to put us in heaven at once. But we got to work our way into heaven. We just not going to be dropped into it. Thank you. Salaam alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam, sir. So you heard it, brothers and sisters. If you have any last-minute comments, we still have about 3 minutes left on the call. If you want to make a closing comment real quick, press that one. Other than that, Sister Ann, Sister Magina, any closing comments?
Yes, I would just – oh, no, go ahead, Sister Ann.
No, you go.
Just real quick, I just want to say on the Facebook page, there were some that wanted to participate in the Separation Committee conference call, and we put up a note that if that's what you want to do, there's an email that you need to send your request in to, and that email is carlton@timetoleave.us, carlton@timetoleave.us, if you want to participate in the Separation Committee conference calls. Thank you.
Okay, and what I wanted to leave us with is that I started out by saying they didn't, this Ithaca, New York Eco Village didn't say the amount of land, total land they have, but they have 176 total acres. And the ironic thing is they bought the land from a developer who was going to build a subdivision, and he went bankrupt. They ended up buying the land. Now, his subdivision plan was going to call for 90% of that 176 acres being used for homes, and 10% was going to be set aside for green space. Now, what the Eco Village did, they flipped that. 10% is set aside for homes, and 90% is green space with farms, woods,
wow,
ponds, meadows, housing, parking, everything else that the community needs. And one of the things they do, which is so beautiful, they lease out parcels for others to farm, and they themselves have 3 organic farms within that 176 acres. So the models, we have models that we can study. So after tonight, maybe on Sunday, we can talk further about how we as the core group can go ahead and pull together the idea of a project to get a contingent of people to agree to go visit and maybe talk to that community and see if they can do a workshop for a certain number of people.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you very much, Sister Ann, Sister Rashida, and thank you, callers, for joining us in another show. And Allah willing, we look forward to dialoguing with you and hearing from you next week. Meanwhile, keep in contact with us on our Facebook page and the timetoleave.us webpage. Assalamu alaikum.